This is Al Anderson. I'm here in the home of Thelma Robinson on the 23rd of September 2015 to interview her regarding her work with Dr. Irene Fisher. Thelma, before we begin, will you please confirm that you agree to the recording of this interview and to the right of NGAA to make copies of the recording available to NGA, the Library of Congress, the Society of Women Geographers, AMS, and Irene Fisher's family?
I do. I agree.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I would like to begin, Thelma, by asking you to describe your association with Irene Fisher and the years in which you worked together and what your relationship was at work.
Well, I joined the Army Map Service in 1952 as a mathematician assigned to the astronomy branch of the Research and Analysis Division. Mrs. Irene Fisher, as I recall, was already working in the Research and Analysis Division when I arrived. Although we worked in the same division under the supervision of Dr. John A. O'Keefe, outstanding astronomer, we worked in different branches. We worked in different branches of the division. Mrs. Fisher worked in the geoid branch with Bernard Shelvitz, Victor Lewicki, Emmanuel Sedano, and one or two others. I worked in the astronomy branch with Sarin and Pamela Henriksen, James Walker, and others. Dr. John A. O'Keefe was the manager of both branches. I was employed, but I never worked on a common project with Mrs. Fisher.
I see. Can you tell me about what the mission and the size and the organizational placement of the unit that Irene Fisher was in?
Yes. We worked in the geodetic department of geodesy. That was the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Department of Geodesy. Then under that Department of Geodesy, we had divisions. And those two divisions were the astronomy division and the geoid division, of which Dr. Fisher was a member.
And what was the size of her unit?
Okay. Mrs. Fisher's unit, the geoid branch, was a small branch made up of Mrs. Fisher, Bernard Shelvitz, Victor Lewicki, Emmanuel Sedano, and one or two other people. Hmm. They were all classified as mathematicians, geodesists.
And
they were assigned within that group. They were assigned various tasks. Dr. Fisher was working on the geoid, as I recall. Bernie Shovitz was also. Emmanuel Sedano worked on things like worked with me across branch lines. Although I was assigned to the astronomy branch, I worked very closely and published papers with Emmanuel Sedano, and I heard the discussions. We were close enough together, the two branches, so that I could overhear the discussions, and I recall being impressed with the professionalism with which Dr. Fisher conveyed herself, with her what I perceived as her preparedness and level of expertise in her area of work.
Hmm, that's very interesting. What was the so there you were, two professionals in the geodesy division under Doc O'Keefe.
Right.
And who had a great reputation himself. What do you consider was the status of women in the professional workforce at that time?
Yeah, we were a unique little group within the society in general, I think, because we had the women there had our professional training, our scientific training in the sciences, and we were regarded highly, respected, and looked to for whatever we could lend to the solution of problems. Dr. Fisher certainly was. She was a very highly prepared person, very conscientious, and very diligent about whatever she did. She was a real professional. She worked with Bernard Shovitz, and they were working on the size and shape of the figure of the earth. She would work from day in to day out on this project, and even though I was working with Sedano, I crossed over to work with Sedano on certain projects, but I could hear their discussions, and I enjoyed the discussions. As a matter of fact, I found Irene Fisher to be an inspiring role model.
Hmm. So, but you felt that you were accorded proper recognition as a professional within the group, and
yes.
Had a collegial relationship with the
I did.
With the others there.
I felt that everyone from Dr. O'Keefe down, I felt that they were proud of me and were doing their best to pull me along and make sure that I used whatever expertise I had and mm-hmm. got recognized for it.
Great. Now, she did some groundbreaking work on the figure of the Earth
mm-hmm.
and recalculated. And who was guiding her efforts at that time, do you think? Do you know? Or,
well, she and Bernie Shovitz worked together, and they would have discussions and work together, and then sometimes I would see the two of them go up and talk to Dr. O'Keefe about their projects and their findings and so forth. So I had the feeling, although I was not involved in those projects, I had the feeling that Dr. O'Keefe was given the guidance. John A.
Mm-hmm.
O'Keefe.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was certainly had a high stature in the community
right.
at large.
Mm-hmm.
What was Irene like personally? Did she socialize with you and the others and other colleagues?
In those days, Dr. O'Keefe sort of set the guidelines as to how we socialized on the job. In other words, the women would go for coffee, which was the time of socialization within that agency, within that office. The women would go to coffee together, and then the men would go to coffee together. So I would always go, and Dr. Fisher would go, and the other women. I recall Martha Carter, who was a translator, a woman translator, who was a dear friend of mine, and she had also come over from Europe, as Mrs. Fisher had, and they could talk about things that we weren't aware of, the others, but we listened and learned, and it was a cordial relationship that we had at coffee time. People were mostly sometimes very guarded about what they said because we all came from diverse backgrounds, social backgrounds, even though we had the commonality of the sciences with us. So we were always on safe grounds where we talked about things scientific, you know. We also would let our hair down and talk about children, the community, sometimes what's in the newspaper if it wasn't too controversial. So it was a nice relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and she entered right into all those conversations.
Oh, yes, she did. She did.
But
outside
of work, did you ever get together with her?
Well, I recall one party Dr. Fisher had at her house for the girls, for the women. And she invited us all over to her house. and she went to great pains. It was after work, one work day, we went to her house, and we knew that she had stayed up late that night fixing fancy goodies, and it was very, very nice. And we went over on Philadelphia Avenue in Tacoma Park where she lived, and we had just a gorgeous time there, talking, and not about the work, but talking about cooking and needlework and families and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I remember that very vividly.
Yeah. I understand that she was quite active in professional society work and getting higher in the societies.
Right. She worked with she was very interested in having her work published in the American Geophysical Union papers, mm-hmm. Journals, and she got that done successfully, and we were always proud of her. She was proud when I got my work published there. I worked with Emmanuel Sedano on long lines, measurements, and
Sedano azimuth?
Yes. And so we published there in the same journal. So, and I presented there. Dr. Fisher presented much more to the AGU than I did, American Geophysical Union.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, she worked quite faithfully and quite diligently with that organization. She was proud of it.
I understand that in 1971... The IAG was having its meeting in Moscow, and she applied to go but was not allowed to. Are you familiar with that?
I have no knowledge of that. I have no knowledge.
I heard that from Bernie Chovitz.
He would know.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that she kept a detailed daily diary on her activities in the office?
No, but I'm not surprised. She was organized, very highly organized. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. You know she wrote a book, right?
Yes, I know. Geodesy, what's that?
Yes.
Very good title.
Yes.
How about at that time, this was all pre-Defense Mapping Agency, mm-hmm. and so there was the AMS group in the Washington area, and then out in St. Louis was the ACIC, and had its own geodesist. Mm-hmm. Do you know what her relationship was with that staff?
I am not sure. We had many visitors who came in to see us, especially to see Dr. Fisher. And I wasn't aware of who was from ACIC, but I'm not aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Was there any, when she came up with a new measurement, figure of the earth mm-hmm. measurement, replacing the older one that was accepted, I think, in 1924 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Was it immediately accepted, or was there some resistance to that, you know?
Well, there were a lot of questions and hesitancy, let's say that. There were questions by even Dr. O'Keefe, and Bernie would Chovitz questioned her. And as would be if you would expect people of her peers to question the accuracy, as they would any work. And mm-hmm. It wasn't immediately just accepted, like, as I recall from hearing the mm-hmm. discussions.
No.
It wasn't just immediately accepted.
Right. Just, she had to demonstrate the validity of her...
Right. And then finally other measurements came along that sort of verified that she was right.
Uh-huh.
And she sort of jokingly said, aha, I told you so.
Is that was her reaction?
That was her reaction, not her exact words, but she was pleased.
Do you think was the real long-lasting significance of her work recognized at the time, or just later on?
I think later on. I think it grew on people not a whole lot later on, but not immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the scientists recognized the work, even though some continued to question it. And then along came Bill Collier. Do you know Bill Collier?
Yes, I knew Bill Collier.
Yes, he worked and from a different aspect, and he and Dr. Fisher would collaborate on her work, and I think that gave her some assurance, and some not necessarily assurance, but the fact that some other person who was highly thought of in the scientific field relied a thought of her work as being worthy and worthwhile and legitimate was
mm-hmm.
that gave her great comfort and encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she had just, when she came in, she had no geodesy background. She mm-hmm. is a mathematician and
very good in geometry, I recall. She was a geometrician who knew projective geometry very well.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. You retired and you say, what year did you retire?
1984, January 1984.
So she had retired by then.
I think so because I was pulled out of, I was made head of the geosciences division before I was taken away to go for training in the advanced program for senior executives. And while I was studying and away on that training, I think Dr. Fisher retired. So I'm not quite sure. I surely would have been at her retirement if I had been around.
Yeah. So, yeah, you had, both you and she had risen to...
I had gone on more into the executive development type work. I was head of the geosciences division eventually. And then I went to DMA headquarters. Before I went to headquarters, I went to... the Department of Plans hierarchy in the Army Map Service, but not no longer called the Army Map Service at that time, but it was
mm-hmm. in the Hydrotopographic Center.
Right, Hydrographic Center,
mm-hmm.
and I worked with Perry Gilbert and people of the of that type in plans in the plans mm-hmm. department. So Dr. Fisher was still diligently doing her technical work, and I sort of lost track of you know, the day-to-day activities. But then they sent me off to the Federal Executive Development Program, and I think while I was away, going from agency to agency studying things, I think Dr. Fisher retired during that time, so I missed her retirement altogether.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what year she retired.
I heard that some point in her career, she had a controversy, I guess, with one of her supervisors, and filed a gender discrimination. Complaint. Are you familiar with that?
Not at all. It may have been while I was away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would have heard it if I had been there. Mm-hmm. Unless they could keep things very close, so I'm not sure.
Yes, personnel matter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thelma, are there other areas that you think we should talk about with regard to Irene?
Well, I just would like to say that she was a trailblazer in geodesy, and certainly was a great inspiration for me and other younger women who came along in the scientific areas. It gave us hope that we too could go ahead and make our